AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Biden is on his way to Japan for the G7 summit, but he says he'll be in constant contact with his top debt ceiling negotiators. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the president and top Democrats are finally being somewhat sensible.
Now, the president and Leader Schumer have finally backed off their idea that they won't negotiate. They finally backed off the insane, unrational, unsensible idea that you just raise the debt ceiling.
U.S. officials have warned in increasingly urgent tones that a default would not only spark a deep recession, but also weaken its standing on the world stage. A resolution to expel New York Republican Congressman George Santos from Congress is being referred to the House Ethics Committee. Republicans successfully sidestepped an effort to force them into a vote that could have narrowed their slim four-seat majority. Montana has become the first state in the nation to completely ban TikTok.
Many states and the federal government ban the use of TikTok on government devices, but Montana's gone further with a complete ban of the popular social media site. Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signed the legislation, which prohibits downloads of TikTok in the state and sets a fine of $10,000 against any entity if a potential user is offered the ability to access the platform or download the app. The law is expected to face legal challenges. Montana's governor says TikTok's Chinese ownership makes it a significant risk to sensitive government data. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities in New Mexico say a high school student who killed three women with a spray of gunfire left a cryptic note that mentioned, quote, the end of the chapter. Police also say the teen wore a bulletproof vest that he discarded before being shot to death by officers. This is AP News. A former WNBA player turned coach is denying allegations of wrongdoing after accusations of bullying. Correspondent Gethin Coolball reports.
Las Vegas Aces coach Becky Hammond denied Wednesday that former Aces player De'Erica Hamby was bullied on her team for being pregnant, saying any ill feelings between the two came from Hamby being traded. Hammond, one of the league's marquee figures, said at a news conference she did nothing to warrant discipline from the WNBA, which suspended her for two games without pay Tuesday after a months-long investigation into Hamby's allegations. A former player for the franchise during their days in San Antonio, Hammond guided the Aces to their first WNBA title in her inaugural season with the team last year. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
College programs that leave graduates underpaid or buried in loans would be cut off from federal funding under a proposal introduced by the Biden administration. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.